Hi, my lovely listeners. I'm back again, and in this episode, I will be talking about cinnamon. Cinnamon is the inner bark of a tropical evergreen tree and has a fragrant perfume and a very sweet and aromatic taste. Generally, it is used for dessert dishes and for cake recipes and in milk and in puddings and chocolates and your pies. Though it is used in Indian curries also, but do you know that cinnamon has got so many health benefits? I'll be just talking about two or three or maybe four, and I hope you are going to follow it. Do try it out, because trying out the spices will never harm you unless you're using it in a higher dose. And I hope you have tried my basil recipe also, which I had explained in my previous podcast about how you can use basil essential oil and treat your cough and cold in this pandemic. If you haven't done it till now, please do give it a try. That's the best remedy for even the kids, as it is harmless and it really opens your nose, and it opens the clogging of your nose, and it really helps in your cough and cold, and you will find yourself quite healthy. Okay, so let's start about cinnamon now. Consuming cinnamon can be very beneficial. If you take this spice every day, say how much, half a teaspoon, it will reduce your blood sugar, it will reduce your cholesterol and triglycerides level be much as 20%. So you can give it a try. If you cannot have it just if you cannot just gulp it, you can always add half teaspoon of this spice, half teaspoon of cinnamon powder to a half teaspoon of honey, and mix it well, and you can eat it with warm water if you want. Okay, then the next thing you can do is you can buy cinnamon essential oil. It is easily available on Amazon, and you can just check with it which is edible grade, or because the second remedy is not about eating, so you can only take the essential oil, that is cinnamon essential oil. If you keep smelling it, it is really going to boost your cognitive function and your memory. Really, you can try it out. I'm telling you, it's worth doing it. Then another most beneficial remedy is if you're suffering from arthritis pain, this is the easiest thing you can try. If you have anyone, your friend or your relative, you know, who is suffering from arthritis pain, please do try this. Give a half teaspoon full of cinnamon powder. As I told you, you can mix it with 1 tablespoon of honey every day in the morning, empty stomach before breakfast, and this will give you relief from the pain. And that patient or whoever is that person will become capable of walking without pain, you know, within how much time? Within a month. Try it out. I'm telling you, if your pain is really stubborn, it might take little more time, but I have seen people really, really getting relief within a month. As you know, and as I have introduced myself earlier, I am a naturopath, and naturopath always treats their patients with natural remedies. So that is the reason why I keep sharing about all the natural remedies which you can try at home and which are harmless. Few things you have to be very cautious about it. That is, you cannot take it in large doses. It will become toxic. And another thing is, those who are sensitive to certain spices or skin, those who have a sensitive skin should avoid this, because it will give a bad effect. Women who are still breastfeeding their children should not consume it. cinnamon is not a very soft spice, it is a little stronger one, so you have to be a little cautious about it. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and this is just not for listening. I really want you to try it out and do comment and share your experience. And I'm still waiting for the previous podcast of my basil essential oil remedy. That was a superb one. I got really so many calls from my friends, those who had heard this podcast, and they really appreciated and they shared their experience with me that they had resolved the problem of cold and cough. So you please go ahead with this, enjoy your life, live a safe and herbal life, stop taking medicines and try it out. Bye bye, take care.